It's the Nerdlings Podcast, Springsteen's Uniquities Fictitious Box Set in Creation, a work in progress.
That is a mouthful.
Yes, and I tried to can do it all with one breath of air.
That's pretty funny.
I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling. I'm
Jersey Mike, junior nerdling, and just want to say this box, this fictional box set of Springsteen from the Born in USA album you come up with or whatever.
Yeah.
It is really cool.
And thing is, we're just going to build it as we go, as we find stuff.
Just keep going on and on and on.
Because it's good to share. As our parents taught us, it's good to share.
It's very good to share. Look, he just shared that last, from 99, you just did with Conan O'Brien. That's a while ago.
I don't think the record companies would ever include that in anything because you just could. But for the purpose of review, critiquing, and criticism, that's the way we can listen to it and do it. And we should.
That's right.
Absolutely. So here's our next track that we're going to dive into here from the rarities and the different buildings of the box set for Born in the USA. We're going to go to my hometown.
Wow, what is the name of your hometown?
My original hometown. Yes. My original hometown of birth was Lake Grove, Oregon.
Oh, okay. So this is going back to Lake Grove.
Lake Grove, which was next to the town of Tigard, where I grew up, but Lake Grove, which is kind of still, it's still there, but the town of Lake Oswego incorporated it and took over and changed the signs. But people still refer to it as Lake Grove because that's the side of the part of the county it's on.
Wow, isn't that something? I guess, you know, it's just like anywhere. Once the government takes over, you just can't win.
Yeah.
They incorporate and do what they want when they want, and basically, you're shit out of luck, and that's what Born in the USA is about.
Yeah, kind of
rebelling. Welcome to America.
Welcome to my hometown.
Isn't that amazing, though? They actually took it, incorporated it with another part of the county.
Yeah, because it was like it was city services, all this bull. Anyway, back to the Springsteen. My hometown started out as called Your Hometown. And it was actually what's known, I found a couple different takes and versions on it. There's one box set or one record bootleg that claims to have four different demos of it. But it's kind of, which I think is true, could be a little variance in time or maybe just tweaked around with the fade out. It's also been referred to as the rockabilly version or the faster version.
Because
when you started to write it, it was a little bit more peppy, a little bit more faster.
Gotcha.
And you know it's Springsteen because it has a countdown into it.
You know, it makes me wonder why he counts. Is it because it's just like that's the way he learned from other musicians?
I think so.
Is it something that he was taught from a teacher, like we're taught from you as our improv teacher? Certain things don't say no. I'm curious, who really taught him into the introduction with counting?
It had something he had to pick up somewhere.
If
we ever meet him, we can ask him. One, two, three, four.
So we should start off the Springsteen Uniquities box, fictitious box. A one, a two, and now the Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
Well, for the purpose of critiquing and review and criticism, you got to say that all the time just to make sure that they know what it is. Here is what's known as, I believe, is the Take 4 demo version of Your Hometown, which would later become My Hometown.
And it was actually played from your town of Oregon, huh?
More like Jersey.
I was just going to say, push it in there.
I was 8 years old, running with a bag in my hand, and the bus stop picked up a paper from my old man. He set me on his lap, and I big old bill of gas tears he drove through town. He touched my hair and said, "Son, take a good look around. This is your hometown. This is your hometown. The world makes you ramble around, but this
it out to the fade. What do you think, Jersey Mike?
You know what? That's just like talking about, doesn't matter if it comes from Oregon, doesn't matter if it comes from Jersey or wherever. That's basically back to America, your hometown. You grew up there, and it really doesn't matter where you wind up. You just have to learn to make your hometown wherever you're at.
Wherever you lay your head, that's where you sleep.
And living in Vegas is not such a bad spot. It's just, you know, you just get caught up with the fact that, you know, it's a whole other search engine more than both other places. But when you hear this, your hometown is wherever you make it.
Yeah, and that song kind of catches you off guard because then you get that, what I'm assuming is a steel string acoustic guitar, that little tiny solo in there. That's kind of nice. It just kind of wraps it up all in one nice little package.
Kind of like, not to jump on this, but since we're into the Phil Volk, Fang Volk thing, he really rocked last night.
He did.
And I'll tell you, anybody who's likes Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yes.
I think Springsteen's got a connection with there in there somewhere stories too, because Phil has
see what I mean? Because I will tell you, with not this current tour, not this tour that Springsteen's on right now, but he always covers Louie Go Home live in concert, does it? That was a song written by Paul Revere and Mark Lindsay of the Raiders, and he's always covering it. Okay, now back in Portland, not this current tour, but the tour before that, I believe, I can't remember, the Magic Tour or something, maybe it was the Magic Tour, when they stopped off in Portland during the sound check, they covered, I've been looking for the recording of this, because I don't know where it is, I would love to hear this, but Bruce Springsteen did the Raiders cover, or Raiders song, Hungry.
Wow, which we heard last night.
Which I pointed out to you last night when Phil did that.
You see how it's all intertwined.
Yeah.
And you just don't realize how much it is a business.
It's a case of the dominoes falling in the right places, which I think we got some great podcasts coming up that's going to get even more of explaining the domino theory, which I think goes back to Genesis and Phil Collins. The Dominoes Part 1 and 2.
Just gets better and different and better and different as you go.
Yeah. Now, we're not always going to be doing box set Born in the USA, Springsteen. We are going to step outside of it once in a while to keep things jostled up better, and that'll be in our next podcast.
Woo! Ready to go.